League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This afternoon, we've been talking about the historic rainfall and flooding that has affected a lot of towns here in Connecticut yesterday into today, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna, and joining us now is Terry Rooney, first selectman in Monroe. And Terry, tell us, how was Monroe impacted? You know, obviously a lot of these towns are really, really bad, but, you know, tell us about Monroe.
Yeah, Monroe was impacted significantly, Kevin. You know, the rain started yesterday afternoon, as many of you know. And I went out there early in the afternoon just to do an inspection, just kind of keep an eye on the general well-being of the town. And it continued and continued and continued. We have lost several roads, several bridges. Our lakefront area is completely destroyed. We have many, many downed trees. We have some power outages. Yeah, Monroe was heavily impacted by this flooding situation.
Can you talk us through what's happening today in regard to cleanup, rescue efforts?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just going back to yesterday, we had a lot of mutual aid from other towns, Trumbull, Fairfield, Norwalk, Shelton assisted us. And today, a lot of state trucks. You know, our main thoroughfare is 34, Route 111. They're state controlled. We've had a lot of support from the state.
Wow.
They've come in and started to do their work. As well as our DPW is working on our roads diligently to try to get at least one lane open, in some cases two lanes, just so people can pass through and get their necessities. The cleanup efforts as far as, you know, tree cleanup, you know, just what a town does. You know, I've noticed when things like this happen, you know, people really come together and work harder to make things normalized sooner than later. So
right.
I'm happy with the way things are going.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, it's unfortunate that when things like this happen, because there's so much damage and, you know, loss of life and things like that. But you're right. It really shows a community coming together, because, you know, the residents are impacted, obviously, but also the local businesses and,
yep.
You know, seeing the towns help each other, that type of thing. You know, that's always great to see. So I'm glad that's happening there in Monroe.
Yeah, you know, Monroe's always been good to its neighbors. I speak to, you know, local mayors and first selectmen on a regular basis. So we do have a very good working relationship, and it showed. It definitely showed in this environment. You know, law enforcement services and especially the fire departments, they were absolutely fantastic. Norwalk came down, brought some swift water rescue things, which was helpful. Bridgeport brought a bunch of tools and vehicles that we're able to use. So, you know, the cities were very, very helpful in helping us, you know, get through this. I mean, you know, when these things happen, they happen so quickly, and especially in this flood situation. I mean,
yeah.
We had an expectation of flooding, but we had no idea what it was going to be or how it's exactly going to impact our area. Well, we learned really quickly that Monroe was not going to get a break. You know, It just came out stronger and stronger and stronger. And I talked to other news stations this morning, and I said, you know, I was coming up 111. I was going uphill, and we had 2 inches of rain on the road going uphill, just to give you an idea,
wow.
You know, of how bad it was. But, you know, once again, I mean, this is my first term in office, and I'm so thankful for the mutual aid. I mean, the amount of people and the amount of equipment that showed up in Monroe in a short period of time was nothing less than impressive.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's great to hear. And, you know, best of luck with all the recovery effort. We know something like this, it does take a long time to get back to normal. So, you know, you're probably a busy guy today, I'm sure. So we appreciate you taking the time. Terry Rooney, first selectman from Monroe.
In addition, just before I go, I just want to let people know, if they're traveling through the town and there's barricades and there's, any kind of cones, please just heed those warnings, because in many cases, the roads are unstable, even though they may look that they could be passed through. You know, in many cases, the water has undermined the road. So please just heed the warnings, heed the warning tape, you know, and everything that's put out there by law enforcement and DPW. It's for everyone's safety.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, especially when the sun comes out like today. People think that it's all clear, but you're right. Definitely, you know, keep an eye out for those road closures.
Yeah, there's hidden dangers and stuff like this when it comes to underground water, so certainly be careful, but thank you.
All right, Terry Rooney, First Selectman, Monroe, Connecticut, thank you so much, and best of luck with the recovery efforts. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Jenna.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.